Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, and it's Grateful Monday. I call it Grateful Monday. Yes, I do. It's Monday, March 2nd, year 2015. Well, we're going into March with wintry weather. Well, that's supposed to be, right? But it's been a while since we had a winter like that, you have to admit. I'm telling you, did you see that sleet on yesterday? That was ice, okay? That was ice, and I pray that everybody made it home safe without any problem whatsoever. But nevertheless, we had service there at Jabbok on yesterday, and we had a wonderful time, a powerful word. I'm telling you, Dr. Wright was in the Book of Ruth, and he brought some things to light that was just mind-blowing, talking about praise and worship, and a whole lot of things. I mean, so many things that he got out that particular chapter. Well, actually, he just basically scratched the surface. And it's going to be an interesting another 6 weeks. I hope he stays on it a while. Matter of fact, until he completes it, because it's like off the chain. Well, anyway, I hope you had a blessed weekend, a safe weekend, a fun weekend. Mine was very productive. Got a lot of things accomplished. Oh, yes, the enemy tried to show his hand a couple of times. But you know what? Greater is he that's in me than they that is of the world. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Well, let's get this program started. You know how we do it. Go on your social networks, cell phones. Let everybody know that your favorite late night inspiration program is on the air live right now, bringing to you the best in inspiration and music in the Power Hour. Should I say on the? Did I say in the Power Hour or on the Power Hour? Anyway. I'm telling you, I'm just going 100 miles per hour. I'm doing a little bit of everything, right? Multitasking. I have to hire me some more help. That's what I have to do. Well, anyway, look, we're going to get this program started. And thank you. You guys have been calling and you've been talking about all of this wonderful music that you've been hearing, the spoken word. Well, you know, that's what we do. That's the purpose of why we're doing what we do, is that's to bring inspiration into these midnight hours. So we have some great music for you lined up. I mean, some of our musical guests are some of your favorites. Yes, indeed, some of your favorites. But getting us started, one of the most requested songs that I play on my program is the one that's coming from Mr. Bucky. We call him Bucky, but his name is John Tillery, and his group Living Sacrifice. The song is called Miracle. There's a testimony behind this song, but this is a song that just blesses everybody. I get calls, I get emails, texts, everything, and they say, who's the artist that sing this song? And so here he is, Mr. John Tillery and Living Sacrifice, singing one of everybody's favorite, Miracles. I believe in miracles. This is your host, Harold Sutton, and you're listening to Harold Sutton Power Hour. Come on, John, get us started.
Faith takes possession of what grace provided.
Now that you know that it's finished.
The just shall live by faith.
Come on, by faith, let's go in.
Come on, come on, come on.
Now let you know that sin.
No more stressing.
Come on, by faith, let's go in.
Walk in the blessing.
Now let you know that sin.
Now that you know, that you know.
Come on, by faith, let's go in.
Come on, let's go. Your peace is there. It's a finished work. Your healing is there. It's a finished work. Depression gone. Stress gone. The hurt gone. Ah. Resting. Resting. It's complete. Your healing is complete. Provision is complete. Your prayers are already answered. Rest. Rest. Be confident. It's already done. Be assured. It's already done. Labor to rest. To rest, it requires effort. Labor to rest. Thank you, Pastor Dollar. Rest.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Oh, yeah. Your way. Thought I had it all figured out. I didn't even ask you about all the things I was doing and I ruined. Things that meant the most to me. Now I'm standing here all alone. The friends that I had are gone. All I have left is you, Lord.
I don't know what I was thinking.
When I walked away, I was tripping.
I did not agree.
Gotta get back to the place I know that I should be. I'm gonna get it right this time. You gave me a
life gets the best of me, I find myself feeling like this. I'm frustrated, aggravated, devastated, and humiliated. But I appreciate it, and I'm motivated, 'cause only the strong survive.
Only the strong.
Lord, I'm agitated. My life is complicated, and it feels like I'll never make it. But I appreciate it, and I'm motivated, 'cause only the strong survive.
Only the strong.
Kill me.
I survived.
It didn't kill me.
I survived.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Our spoken word will be coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalms 100, beginning verse number 1. As a matter of fact, we're going to read the entire chapter, which only has 5 verses, Psalms 100. And we're just going to talk about something that's real simple. You know, how do you come before the presence of the Lord in your personal time at home, in your workspace, or even in the sanctuary? And I'm just going to share this scripture with you, and it's instructive. It tells you just how we're supposed to come before the throne, how we're supposed to come before the presence of the Lord. Is really simple. That's why I just can't understand why sometimes when people come to church and, you know, the praise team have to really work them up to get them started, and that shouldn't be. You know, corporate worship is about us coming together and just, you know, singing praises unto God and just worshiping together. And we shouldn't have to pump and prime. And even in your workplace, you say, how do you praise God in your workplace? By example, okay, by being a light, allowing your light to shine in the workplace. That's how you do that, okay? That's how you do that. But 100 Psalms simply says this: make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Real simple, real plain. How do we come before the presence of the Lord in worship? Simply, he said, look, make a joyful noise. Serve the Lord with gladness. When you come before his presence, and I don't care where you are, when you come before his presence with singing. Have a song in your spirit. The Lord loves music. That's one of the reasons why he created Lucifer. Okay, he loves music. So when you, just before you just bombard him with all of your issues and all that, why don't you just sit up there and just sing songs and just, you know, that's how you get his attention. You know that, right? That's how you get his attention. You know, when you call him, and then when you just sing praises unto him, he, you know, you got his attention, right? So that's how we should come before the Lord. I don't care where we are. Before we bombard him with our petition, why don't we just sing his praises? Can we do that? And that's what the book of Psalms tells us to do. You know, in other words, you know, I don't care what's going on the outside, what you've been through, what you, you know, what's happening in your life. You know, the first thing you do when you come before his presence is say, look, first of all, Lord, I'm grateful. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. I know I got all this drama going on, but you know, Lord, I am so grateful for everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's what you do. You come with his presence with thanksgiving, with gladness. You have to do that. That's what he say. What he say? Verse number 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Okay, so you decide that you're going to go in your special prayer closet at home. Okay, well, enter his gates, you still have to, that special place, right? When you enter, I don't care where you are. You know, if you're driving in your car, you're just meditating. When you enter into his gates, okay, you come with thanksgiving. That's the first thing you do. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you for this opportunity that I even have to converse with you, to talk with you. You know, be thankful. That's all I'm saying. Be thankful. You know, one of the things I tell my praise team, you know, I love the commercial, Nike commercials. Just do it. That's what they say. Just do it. All that pumping and prying and exaltation, you know, it should be natural. My thing is, you just go ahead and do what you're going to do. Don't try to pump me. Don't try to prime me and all that kind of stuff. All that yelling and all that screaming. You know, come on, the Lord, above the Lord. No, you don't need to do all of that. Just go ahead and just do it. Just do it. Just do it. come before his presence with thanksgiving. If you do that, in order to do that, you have to be thankful. Okay, when you think about all of the things that God has kept us through, kept us from, a lot of things he delivered, you know, just the fact that he woke us up this morning, that's an automatic thank you. Okay, let's do that. That's the order of business first. The first thing we do when we come into his presence is say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And then you can do the rest, right? You go through all the rest. But first thing you say is thank you. When you go to worship at your church and corporate worship, the first thing you do when you get through those doors, thank you, Lord. When the minstrels are up there singing, I don't care if you're not feeling well in your body. You might have had a bad day, or whatever the case may be. When you get there, you say, Lord, I thank you. And I'm telling you, once you do that, you're going to get his attention and see once the atmosphere change. Yeah, it change. Well, anyway, that's our segment for the day. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Richard Smallwood, come on and help me with this one.
Turn to worthy God, worthy God, worthy God. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting.
Fill me up, God.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
when I fear my every fall, hold me when my heart is getting cold. Till I am secure again. I want to rest in you. Now I'm standing on the word you promised me. Help me to remember that you have set me free. Give me the patience to realize that all things are working together for the good of them that believe on you. But they
that sets the captive free. about it, it's impossible to please my Lord. Without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord, to please the Lord.
Yeah.
clock. The clock on the wall is saying our time is up. Hope you enjoyed this program on tonight, that your spirit was lifted, that your heart was encouraged. Now, the good news is that we'll be right back on tomorrow night doing what we do best, and that's to bring late-night inspirations into the midnight hours all around the world for your listening pleasure. So don't forget, make sure you dress warm. It's cold out there, and you take care of yourself when you do that. And may the good Lord blessing keep you until we connect again on tomorrow night with the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, signing out. Come on, Chris Holmes, take us home. You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.